Tonight's Pshischa on the Parshas has a little bit of an interesting historical note to it. Not that there's really much history to it, but that I'm going to quote an idea, ultimately, which we actually said at our Tuesday afternoon women's cheer from Rav Tzadok of Lublin. You missed it? Come on, Mike, come on.
Listen to online.
You can listen online. But what's interesting about it, we're going to come to the same dvar, to the same drasha, ultimately connect to it, but from another angle. And I'll explain what I mean, but it has to do with Ishbitz and Kutsk. We'll get to it soon. Mirtzah Hashem. But we're quoting tonight from the Shemi Shmuel. Who was the Shemi Shmuel? Rav Shmuel Borenstein, son of Rav Avram Borenstein, who was the son-in-law of the Kutsk Rebbe. So Rav Shmuel Borenstein was, I guess, a great Talmud, right? Three down from Rav Simcha Banu Pshischa. And he's really quoting from his father. So Rav Avram Borenstein, I'm not sure if he ever met the Rav Simcha Banu, but certainly the Kutzker, his father-in-law, did. So he's one, maybe two steps removed from Rav Simcha Banu. And the Shemi Shmuel says the following on this week's Parsha. He quotes the Tanchuma, which I didn't see inside, so you'll just have to take the Shemi Shmuel's words. Mezhe Tanchuma, Hafoch Rishayim Ve'inam. This might be a pasuk actually. Hafoch Rishayim Ve'inam. You flip over the people who do evil things, Ve'inam, and they can't withstand it. Ubeis Tzadikim Yamod. But when it comes to Tzadikim, you flip them over and they'll stay upright. They can stay. They'll endure. Kolzman Shekadosh Baruch Hu Misachol B'Maseim Shel Rishayim U'Mahapech Bahem. Whenever Hashem looks deeply into the deeds of the Rishayim and He turns them around, Ein Lahem Tekuma. They can't withstand Hashem's investigation. Hinei Abba Umori, right? His father, I think it's Abba Umori, yeah. His father of Avram Borenstein, the Avnei Nezer. When Hashem's looking at the deeds of the Rishayim, He's not looking at their averos. Because what's there to look at? What's there to investigate? You did something wrong. Okay, that's the end of the story. What's Hashem turning it over for? He sees what it is. He knows it's bad. Hashem's looking at their mitzvos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mistakel Mavchim Bahem. If you would turn it over, you would roll it over. When you really you roll it over and you see what's underneath, that mitzvah, you notice that it's kind of rotten underneath. That what's holding it up on the other side of the wheel, if you will, the other side of the ball, right, is the actual real. Motives of the mitzvah, maybe it's ulterior agendas, whatever it is. He says, that's why even their mitzvahs don't count for anything. When the tzaddik does something, you can flip over the stone, you can flip over the wheel, you can flip over the ball, it's all going to be thoroughly a mitzvah. Right? It's all with the right intentions. Hakdosha. This is what my father said. V'yesh lahosiv bior, says the Shemi Shmuel, the second Sukkachever, expanding on his father, the original Sukkachever. Demase tzadikim nase bereyusav omka deliba. Why is it that the righteous person's mitzvos, when you flip them over, they're still good? Because inside and out, they have the right intentions. Bereyusa v'omka deliba. Reusa, not like reusa, not bad, but reusa like reus, like lovingness, right, with a certain dearness. V'umka deliba, and the depths of their heart. V'nekuda hapnimis shebelev. Alkarach alkein ein lahem shinoi. Therefore, because it's inside, it's thoroughly everything that the whole mitzvah was about. There's no ulterior motives with it. No matter which way you turn it, no matter which way you roll it, it's always going to be good. There's no side of the coin where it's going to look bad. And it's as if you take a wheel and the tzaddikim, the mitzvos, the tzaddikim are right in the middle. What happens when you turn a wheel from the middle? The tzaddikim don't move. Right? The tzaddikim stay in their place. Right? You don't push them around. You don't, that's the yuchalamo. They're able to stay there. As opposed to the rasha, he's on the outskirts. Right? He's on the outside of the wheel. You flip it over, the mitzvah is no longer there. Kamoshi, yeah, the tzaddikim are always going to be there, strong, in the middle, unflinching. However, when the Rishayim do mitzvot, even when they do a good thing, they're not doing it with some kind of inner motivation, with the depth of their heart. It's only on the outside. When you turn the wheel, everything turns around. They're not situated straight in the middle. They're going to be in a different place after you turn the wheel around. And then he comes, well, I want to bring in another concept from the Sfas Emes in light of this statement. The Pasuk tells us at the beginning of the Parsha, HaNistaros LaHashem Elokeinu, that the hidden things are for Hashem. The HaNiglos, and the revealed things, Lanu Ulvanenu Ad Olam, LaSos, as called Divrei HaTorazos. So we have the inner things, the Nistarim, like Nister, the Kabbalah, but here it's, the Sfas Emes says, is referring to the internal workings of a person. HaNistaros LaHashem Elokeinu, when someone's trying to be motivated, their full motivation should be to Hashem. V'haniglos, on the outside, you have things you have to do in the world. It's not clear which way they can go. Sometimes you have to do things for yourself. Sometimes you could be, you know, being motivated by desire, inclinations. So that's when the Pasuk says, HaNiglos LaHasos, as called the Re'at Torah Azos. That you have to make it so that your outside, the Niglos, the things that are outside are also for Hashem. Nistaros LaHashem Elokeinu. There's only one way to go about that. Everyone's internal motivation should always be for Hashem. There's no such thing as another motivation. But on the outside, you have to deal with things that are in this world. You have to make a living for yourself. And those things can either go one way. You can be very selfish about them, or they can also be for Hashem. So that's what the Sfas Emes says. You have to make it LaHashem Elokeinu. That's called Divrei HaTorah Azos. LaHasos, to make it into Divrei HaTorah Azos. That the Chitzonius should also be working towards the Torah. Yeah, Lila. Say again?
That sort of contradicts the explanation you were giving.
Which one?
About the Rishayim being on the outside and not being sincere.
Well, yeah, it's the flip side of the same thing, really, which is that because they don't have it on the inside, on the outside, the permutation of it is that they're not going to be able to la'asos is called divrei HaTorah Azos. Meaning, HaNistaros LaHashem Elokeinu, it should be that your internal motivation is only for Hashem. V'haniglos, the things on the chitzonius, sometimes it looks like they're for you, sometimes it looks like they're for Hashem. That's why you have to, la'asos is called divrei HaTorah Azos, you have to make sure that that's going to continue being for the Torah. And if you don't have the Nistaros LaHashem Elokeinu, then for sure, the niglos aren't going to be.
But on the other hand, when we look at it,
yeah. Right? Yeah, well, that's the other way to understand the Pasuk. Yeah. HaNistaros LaHashem Elokeinu, only Hashem knows. That's the more literal understanding of the Pasuk. Yeah. But it's an interesting connection to the Shemi Shmuel, who's talking about the internal motivations of the Rosh. V'zeu inyan sheratza Moshe Rabbeinu b'krisas bris bein Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he quotes from an interesting place. He's quoting from Yinei Harav Zal Miladi. What's Ladi?
Lubavitcher Rebbe.
The original, not Lubavitch Rebbe, he wasn't in Lubavitch yet.
I know, he wasn't Lubavitch yet, I know.
He knows.
The next Rebbe brought is Lubavitch. But he was the first, right. You can't even say Chabad Rebbe either.
Right.
He was the original, the Alter Rebbe.
He's the Alter Rebbe.
Right, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi. Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the founder of Hasidus, which becomes Lubavitch. Right. And becomes Chabad. So he... What? Same guy. Yeah.
Yeah, same guy.
The Baal HaTanya.
One of the same.
Yeah. So the Baal HaTanya, he quotes from the Baal HaTanya. Shem Yishmol, Sekechev, quoting Baal HaTanya. Interesting. There is interesting overlaps in terms of the Hashkafas, but not for now. Dinei Rav Zalmi La'adi, B'likutei Torah, Parsha Zu, Kasav, Dekrisas Bris Bein Olavim, Einena Al Zman Shelachshav. When you make an agreement with someone, it's never for do something right now. It's for the future. Right? We agree, we contract to do something later on. The ask shehim ohavim enam tzrichim krisas bris. Right now, we get along with each other. We don't need a contract for right now. We need a contract for something happening that down the road. We have to make sure that we're bound to each other and our commitments. Achabris hi alahaba. The avkshis batal davar. Maybe the whatever the current state is right now, maybe it will go away. Unfortunately, v'tis batal hava. You'll lose that love. You'll lose that natural connection. Yishar ribris hava. But still, that original contract that you made is going to continue. V'zeu sheichlins bosh rabbeinu b'lis yisrael b'zos habris. Sheyiyu ma'aseh me'omka deliba. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing at the end of his life in this week's parsha, right? The pasuk also says la'avrcha bebris, right? That we have to the pasuk in Chavtas, towards the beginning of the parsha, la'avrcha bebris, to bring you into a covenant. So says the Meshem Yishmo. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to do right now. Blius Yisrael b'zos habris shu'maseim me'omka deliba me'melo yiyashinu le'maseim me'achas she'etzem l'shalehem he came. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jewish people, "I'm leaving. I'm on my way out. Things are going to change. I want to make sure that we have a bris, that we have a covenant, we have a commitment that you're going to continue everything we've been doing." And therefore, if they do something wrong later, it would be going against the natural bris that they had before. That it would be going against that commitment. And therefore, that bad thing would be bimikra, it would be a happenstance. That would be the exception to the rule. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, "I want this to be where your heart is. I want this." He doesn't say this, but I want this to be hanistaros shalachem. I want this to be what you believe in inside. When you're here, when you're going through, you know, the ma'aseh mitzvos, it's going to come from your heart. Because that's where we're making a bris, that it's going to be coming from your heart. And therefore, if you do something wrong, it's not going to be coming from your heart, it's only coming from your chizonius. Mm-hmm. So getting a little deep. But then he continues. Okay, so he quotes an interesting thing here. Gehenim shel sheleg ba machmas asiyas hamitzvos bekriros. Anyone heard of Gehenim shel sheleg? So there's a message that's
contradiction.
It's, so,
yeah.
No comment. But the there's a message that says that Gehenim, even though it's 12 months, it's split up. 6 months it's in fire, and 6 months it's in ice. It's in the blizzard. It's in the Arctic conditions. Right? Why? Because the fire is for it's for averus that you did with a desire, with a burning desire. That's what you get the fire for. That's 6 months. But the cold, what do you get punished for with cold? That's when you're too hesitant to do a mitzvah. You freeze up. You're not willing to put your foot forward and go do something. That's when you get the sheleg. But comes the Shem Yishuol and says, even when you do an actual mitzvah, and you're stone cold about it, you're not feeling anything, it's not coming from a desire, it's not emotionally connected, so that's also what you get Gehenim for. Gehenim shel sheleg. If you don't do a mitzvah with the right kind of desire. That's when it comes with fire. And because you don't bring a fire with your mitzvahs, you get punished with sheleg. When he quotes from Eish Yischayel, Losir Levesa Misheleg, he says that's what it means. That the woman of the house makes sure that their children have a certain motivation, have a certain desire, that they're motivated and they're doing things properly. That's what the mother instills in their children, that the asiyos hamitzvos are from a desire, not from some kind of happenstance or coldness. Yeah, Michael.
You spoke on Shabbos about doing mitzvahs with joy.
Right.
Is there a difference between doing mitzvahs with joy and doing it cold?
Well, there's definitely a difference between those two. You mean with fire, with a desire?
Desire or not?
I would think so. Emotionally, they would both be passionate, but they wouldn't necessarily be joyous.
You do it without passion.
You could be seriously passionate.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah, it could be different. It could be different. But this is, says the Shem Yishmuel, this comes back to something we talked about in our Tuesday class. That the Jewish people are going from Moshe's leadership to Yoshua's leadership. And this comes back to the bris that Moshe Rabbeinu was making. Asan Matseva, he made for them a monument, Kedele Zarazan. Why would he need to make a monument? And based on what we said before, it makes perfect sense. Now that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Jewish people, you're making a pact that you should do all the mitzvot with your heart, not just in happenstance. This is to remind you to not fall down in this commitment. Even though we're switching the guard, now you're going from my leadership to Yoshua's leadership. Moshe's face was like the sun, and Pnei Yoshua was like the moon. You can see the imagery of the fire and the coldness there too. But then he says, the Zakenim were lamenting the fact that they now had a Yoshua instead of a Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership was very different from Yoshua. All the miracles that happened during Moshe's time, Mashen can be Yoshua. Shahador by Eretz, the generation that's living in Eretz Yisrael, Haisa Avodasam Lizchazik Be'emuna, they had to really create their own level of faith. They didn't see miracles every other day. And what else? Ve'oskin binyani olam, v'charshin v'zorin u'maminim v'chayu olam v'zorim. They had to believe Hashem that when they put a seed in the ground, Hashem's going to make it rain, Hashem's going to bring the sun, Hashem's going to make all the things work out so that this plant can succeed. That they have such a more significant requirement that you need to actually believe in Hashem. You're not going to see Hashem forthright like you did in the Midbar. Good. We'll come back to that soon. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu made a matzeva shiyakuyim behem ubei sadik miyamot, to remind them that this is where we were when I was here. To look at this matzeva, to this monument, to remind them that we had a time where you were completely be'emunah with Hashem. Uve'emes b'chol Shabbos kodesh ma'oreres hanekudah shebelev. Class is Chassidus piece here. Every single Shabbos we come back to this. Shabbos is our matzeva. Shabbos is our monument, where we come back and say, this is our emunah, this is the time that we reflect on Hashem. We don't need to be so distraught over the lack of Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership, or the lack of Nisim. We have Shabbos. Shiyom HaShvi'i HaKinekuda B'soch Sheish K'savos, I'm not really sure what that means, like it says in Tandav Eliyahu. V'zeh Inyon Shekorin Parshas Netzavim Kodim Rosh Hashanah. This is also why we read the Parsha of Netzavim right before Rosh Hashanah. Tihnei Rosh Hashanah Hu B'chodesh HaShvi Gam Ken K'negudu B'soch Shekosos, whatever that means, that the seventh month is much like Shabbos, right? Tishrei is the seventh month, look like Shabbos is the seventh day. This is the same sort of concept, that Shabbos and Tishrei are the times where we recognize Hashem. U'mizeh Atzmo B'hadin B'Rosh Hashanah L'adun Al Kol Ma'aseim Hamasim Kama Pnimius She'esh Behem. That's why when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about that Hashem is bochin kleos falev, that Hashem is going to look into our hearts and see what our true motivations are. L'kach koren parshin nesami kolam l'haskir krisus abris im Yisrael. That's why we mention this new covenant, that even after we have the Nisim, we don't have the Moshe Rabbeinu leadership anymore, do we still have the emunah ba'am kos halev in the pnimius? If for whatever reason you do an avera, zerak b'mikra, lo be'etzem. It's only on the outside. On the inside, we're still with Hashem. We're going to be talking about this, Mirtz Hashem, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. I'm debating whether or not I should put out all my titles for all my Yom and Narayim drushas. But the first drasha, Rosh Hashanah morning, is, I think the title is, How Do We See Ourselves in the Mirror? An Apples and Honey Type of Tshuva. That's the title for the drasha, and it's going to be touching on this point in some extent. But what's interesting about this, the Shem Yishmuel is from Sakachev. The Shem Yishmuel was the son of Rav Avram Baratzin, the first Sakachev Rebbe, who was the Talmud of Rav Simba, the son-in-law of none other than the Kutzker Rebbe, Rav Nachum Mendel Morgenstern. Who did we quote the same idea from on Tuesday? Do you remember, Shana? You remember? Uh-huh. We quoted from a man named Reb Tzadok of Lublin. Mm-hmm. Who was Reb Tzadok of Lublin? He was the student of the Me'a Shiloach. Who was the Me'a Shiloach? The Me'a Shiloach ended up being arch enemies with Reb Tzadok, with the Kutzke Rebbe. They were the ones that split. That story about Simchas Torah and all the Talmidim, Mila Hashem Elai, and they split. Kutz stayed in Kutz. And the Me'a Shiloach brought all his Talmidim to Ishbitz. From the Me'a Shiloach comes Rav Tzadok of Lublin. There was Rabbi Leib LeEger, the grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eger, in the middle. That's also an interesting story. But What's interesting about this is they both say the same idea. They both say the same idea about the Matzeva, and that Rosh Hashanah is a time to make sure we take stock of what's in our hearts and then we move into the next year. So why are they all saying the same idea? And then I looked at the Sfas Emes. And I looked at the Sfas Emes and I noticed that even though the Sfas Emes quotes the same idea, he's quoting it from the Chidush Yarim. The Chidush Yarim and the Kutzker Rebbe were all pals. They all got along together, and Kutzk and Meah Shilach only split off later on. They only split off later on. So this idea that everybody's talking about, Reb Tzadok talks about it, the Avni Nezer talks about it, the Shemi Shmuel talks about it, Reb Tzadok talks about it, presumably Meah Shilach talks about it, I haven't looked. It all comes from the Chidush Yarim. That's why the Sfas Emes talks about it. Everyone says the same idea. That we read Parshas Nitzavim at the end of the year in order to make a Matzeva for ourselves, a reminder for ourselves that this is what we should be, and then we can make a stop, and we can start the next year with that reminder. With that reminder of Moshe Rabbeinu, with the reminder of the Amkus Deliba that the Shem Yishmael talks about, that we're always continually reminding ourselves of what Moshe Rabbeinu says. The Sfas Emes and Rav Tzadok Lublin actually have a more interesting take on it, that Besof Hashana, Tzrichim Besof Hashana, Likaboa Mash and Eschadish Bezu Hashana, Kdei Latzis Miseder Leseder Hashana Haba. That we have to make sure we koveya it. Likaboa Mash and Eschadish Bezu Hashana. That everything that we accomplished in this past year, like Moshe Rabbeinu, everything we accomplished with Moshe Rabbeinu, we have to take stock of it. This is what we accomplished. The end of the year, taking stock, this is what we have. And if we don't recognize, we don't review, we don't appreciate what we have, we won't be able to take the good stuff with us into the next year. So the question is, how does this connect to our Rosh Hashanah? Coming back to Saul's point, how does this come back to our Rosh Hashanah? So as we say, Moshe Rabbeinu is transitioning into Yoshua. And life is changing, right? The Jewish people's lifestyle is going to be different. They're going to have to work in the land. They're not going to have Nisim Niflos every single day like Moshe Rabbeinu. They're not going to have the Mun coming down from Shemayim every single day. They're not going to have the clouds paving the paths for them every single day. And much like the Jewish people had to make this Matzeva, we all now, in the beginning of this year, probably have some things that are changing. Whether just because it's the new Jewish year, and we have holidays to go through, maybe more family to visit, whatever we're doing. Well, we all maybe have different jobs. September is the time where jobs change. Maybe we have different coworkers. Maybe we have a different schedule with our kids. Maybe we have different carpool times. Maybe we get out of work different times. And we all have to decide for ourselves, what are we going to take that we've been doing well from this year into the next year? If we were going to Minyan every single day, and now the times of our work change, now we have to figure out how to get to Minyan every day. And it's going to be different. We have to take that with us, though. We can't just say, oh, new situation, it's Yoshua time. Now we're not going to do the mitzvahs the same way. No, we have to take what we did well. We have to bring it into even the new situation. We have a new time for carpool. We have a new time for shiurim. We have a new time for whatever it is. The new year brings new things. And we have to make sure that whatever we accomplish in this past year, we don't lose it. We have to take stock of it before Rosh Hashanah. We have to make a matzeva. Think about it. Read Parshas Nitzavim. Make the matzeva of what we learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, what we learned from this past year. Take the good stuff with us into the next year and hopefully transition into a new year with all the same good stuff that we had, but start building on it into new horizons, into the Yoshua of our own lives. So that's the idea from Shem Yishmuel. Obviously a little in depth, a lot of Hasidus in there that I probably don't understand fully, but that's the Reb Tzadok of Lublin, the Sfas Emes, the Chidush Harim, the Kutzker Rebbe. Everybody's thinking about the same thing this time of year. How can I take stock of the good things I've done this past year and make sure I bring it into the next year so I don't lose it even in a new situation? Everyone should have a Ksiva Chasima Tova and a good Shabbos. We should all enjoy a wonderful bracha of Sefer HaChaim, and we'll hopefully meet back next week in a better stance before HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech HaOlamim. Okay.
Amen.
Shkaya.
Thanks for the bracha, Rabbi.